Hello, welcome to another talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company here at Master Investor. If you're new to our community, ensure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms so that you can have access to our digital courses, content, and any other tool that we are sharing with the community to help us build our assets column. Remember, it's all about having the wealthy context. Okay, if we're not operating with a wealthy mindset, then we're not going to be able to achieve total freedom, because wealth is measured with the total freedom that we have. It's not really measured in money only, because there are a lot of people in the world that have money, but they don't have freedom. So the ability to make money while we're sleeping, while we're enjoying life, while we are exercising, that ability comes from having financial education and ultimately having assets that we are controlling with our companies that are bringing us passive income and capital gains income. Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education. Made simple, we look for opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. If you're an existing partner, welcome back. Thank you for keeping Master Investor working, and of course, investing in your financial education, which is the most important thing we can all do. So we come here to understand the basic principles of entrepreneurship. We go back to the basics so that we hone down on our skills that are necessary to create true wealth. Okay, when we have the right values, the beliefs of money that aligns with the ultra wealthy mindset, then we can definitely treat money like the ultra wealthy do. We have the patterns. There's always clues left behind success, and we need to study the greats and become greater than them. That's why we have better tools today. That's the whole goal of humanity, right? That we leave steps for the next generation and so forth, and we create things that hopefully can impact the world, not only on this generation, but forever. So what type of people do we want to become in the money world? There are four players: employee, self-employed, business owner, and inside investor. Those are the four options that exist. And we're all playing the game of money, whether we like it or not, right? And so we need to study money. We need to understand how money is created today. A lot of people don't understand that. And the reason why is because schools do not teach financial education, and there's a reason for that. It's because the schools were made to create employees and soldiers. 1902, John D. Rockefeller established the General Educational Board, which had a mission of its own, because every business, investment, every institution, they have a mission. If it doesn't have a mission, then it shouldn't be an institution or organization, right? Because every company is built to solve the problem. So the problem that they went to solve was that, hey, they need to create employees and soldiers. Employees that work for the corporation of the wealthy, and soldiers that defend the corporation of the wealthy, such as the government. So when you go to school, from kindergarten all the way to college, you're being trained to be an employee. And if you like to be a soldier, then you go ahead and join the army. That's why a lot of times in high school in the United States, you get recruited and early on, and you get even introduced to something that is called ROTC, which is a class for people that would like to probably pursue a career in the army. But at the end of the day, they don't teach us how to make wealth, how to create freedom, how to not to work physically for money, make money work hard by creating jobs, by creating an organization that is solving a problem in the world. Because every business is created to solve a problem, and every business should turn into a profit, as long as this is not a non-profit. But a non-profit also has profit. It's just that it's distributed among the activities of that non-profit. But every business is created to raise capital. It has to raise capital through sales funnels. It has to bring in money. And sales 101, that's sales. When you sell something and you knock on somebody's door, that's 101. That's not what we're doing here. We're learning how to use systems, how to use the new rules of money so that we can create wealth, making money work hard for us through sound investing. There are five different asset classes that exist. Today we're going to be speaking about real estate, which is one of the asset classes. And then we have business, And then the next one is crypto, paper assets, and commodities. Those are the five asset classes that exist, and they all require financial education. Here in Salva Community, we talk about all of them. We pick one each day, and then we go into a discussion on the basics and fundamentals. Today we have our topic, which is what are real estate fundamentals. Compared to all the asset classes, real estate investing offers us more control over our finances as long as we take the time to establish a solid foundation first. That's why I say, let me make sure the camera is on because I don't see. Oh, one second, I'll fix that right now. I just noticed that. Let me see if it's fixed. There it is. Okay. Now, for those who are listening to the podcast, make sure you also go to our YouTube channel because we are live streaming there right now, and we want to make sure that you also get the tools, resources, and even the article that we're talking about today. You can have that via email if you go to our website and subscribe to our newsletter. It's free. And of course, check out the products, the ebooks that we have. We're coming out with our fourth ebook right now. We have the 10 new rules of money, how to invest and crypto to build wealth, and how to build cash flow with the internet term passive income on. They all require our time to go through them, but they're very important volumes. So I suggest that you go ahead and click the link somewhere in the description of this audio or video if you're watching us right now on our live stream. Make sure you get the ebooks. If you get them from our website, you're gonna have additional assets that come with the ebooks, okay? Because each ebook has turned into a digital course, and a course that is vivid because we're adding more assets as we move along. Interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, people that can add value into whatever topic we're talking about in that volume. So even new entrepreneurs, leaders, and any other asset that we can add into that specifically course, we will do, and you will always have access to any additional asset that we add after you get in. So when you get in today, whatever we add afterwards is going to be yours at no additional cost. So think about it, in 5 years, in a year from now, even 2-3 years from now, the course is going to have more assets than it does today. So it's just a great investment to get in right now because you're going to get more in the future for a fraction of what everybody else is going to be investing in the near future. So the volume and everything that is in there is high quality financial education. It's going to help you understand how to take action. It has actionable steps to follow through so that we can build our digital assets. We can start building passive income and tap into direct sales through marketing. Okay, so sales via systems is marketing. And the essence of marketing is putting the product in front of the right group of people that decided to buy that product already. So those are targeted leads. And we need to understand how to do that so easily that they can grab, go, or purchase and repeat again, right? So that's what we wanna do. And we wanna achieve that through systems. We wanna use artificial intelligence. We wanna use leverage, good debt. We're gonna be talking about that today, right? Because I believe understanding how to manage debt is one of the key principles of becoming ultra wealthy and having the ultra wealthy mindset. It starts with our mindset, first and foremost. We need to think big. Even before you have it in the physical world, you need to prepare yourself. Just like with anything else in life. I talk about the four pillars of an extraordinary life all the time because I believe they're essential. You cannot just have money and optimize only for money if you don't take care of your health. You can't really enjoy the freedom that money brings us. So part of that money needs to be invested 100% in our health. Every single day, we need to eat healthier. We need to invest in better products. And unfortunately, in life, it costs more to be healthy, right? In a way, if you want organic something, it costs more money. It should be backwards. But, you know, that is also another factor that motivates us to master money, because once we master money, which is an idea backed up by confidence, today money is a currency, today money is created with debt, right? It's fiat, it's paper money, whatever we see there is monopoly money. in the physical world, that money is garbage. When you put money on the table, it goes back to its intrinsic value, which is zero. It's just a piece of paper. There's nothing back in money. Money has to move from a cash flow and asset to another cash flow and asset. That's how it maintains its value today. That's why the banks, savers are losers. They understand the most move that money into a sound asset. So they turn around and they lend that money to people like us that understand how to put a deal together that can bring a real estate deal that has been making money for the past 10 years, 20 years, or whatever X, Y, Z amount of years. It could be a new building, something that it looks and it has the foundation of a true asset, and the bank will bet on that asset. So they need somebody like us to bring it to them. They can't do it themselves because we live in a capitalist country. And so that means that the banks will need somebody, a citizen or a resident, somebody that is an active investor, right? Somebody that is a living person that can come in and say, okay, there's an asset right here that looks good on your books, and we need this amount to be able to acquire this, how much is for sale. And they might look at the asset and they'll say, okay, we'll finance 90% of the asset, and then we just have to come up with the 10%, and we can also be creative and raise capital through that other 10%. So we can 100% finance the entire deal as long as the numbers work. So in other words, if the revenue of the asset that is bringing in today as is will pay for the new mortgages, the new mortgage of the, let's say, 90% that the bank is lending us, and the other 10%, we're going to use one of our credit cards that has, you know, XYZ interest rate per month, and we crunch the numbers and it does work, right? Because the numbers and good deals, they work. So we have to just add that into the question of the bottom line of the cash flow of the business right now. So whatever the real estate investment is making right now as is through the financial statements, we can see what is their bottom line after expenses. We need to take the new mortgage payment plus the payment of the credit card that we're going to be using, and we need to minus that from that bottom line of that current financial statement so that we can figure out whether that will cover the expenses, the new expenses that we're adding into the asset. And we take control over the asset, and now we're controlling the asset with our own capital. We're using 100% capital of the banks. We got a mortgage, and then we're using a credit card, which is another bank. So it's borrow money. And that's what we're going to be talking about today as well, because debt is important to understand, to manage, and to use to become wealthy. Plus, debt is tax-free because money is created with debt. And yesterday we had an article on our talk that was about using other people's money, how to invest with other people's money. So if you haven't watched that or read the article, make sure you go back to yesterday's talk so you can have access to that. Summary: to invest in real estate successfully, one needs a strong foundation of knowledge. When investing in real estate, there are four basic principles to consider. Get input and break negative habits. Real estate investing offers autonomy and control. Let's say we are constructing a home. We want the strongest foundation that we can have. Knowing what makes up our current foundation, getting rid of things that weaken it, and adding and building things that will strengthen it are all necessary to make our foundation strong. Like in the fable, if we construct our home out of sticks and straw, our foundation will ultimately give way and the house will collapse. Similarly, in the terms of investing, we want to lower our risk by starting with the fundamentals of real estate and building a solid foundation. Let's investigate why. Some investors were completely shaken by the 2008 housing and stock market crashes, leading them to conclude that investing is risky. Indeed, there's some risk associated with all investments. However, the true issue lies in the fact that different people have different definitions of what investing means. The majority of people define investing as any scenario in which we make a financial commitment in the hopes of earning a return. Regretfully, a lot of what passes for investing is really gambling. This explains why the events that occurred over 10 years ago scorched so many individuals. When the real estate market was booming and prices were skyrocketing, a lot of so-called investors made their purchases with the expectation that home values will continue to rise. They even took on homes that were worth less to rent than they could have paid to buy and keep, and then whoosh, their risk cost them dearly when the bubble burst, because they were using that money that they were pulling out to invest back into the liability. Remember, their house was a liability the whole time. If they were paying for the house themselves, if they were getting out every single morning to go to work at 9 to 5, Monday to Friday or whatever, and at the end of the month they accumulated their paychecks to pay for the house, and that is a liability. It's not making you money. Even if the house is going up in value, it's not making the individual money, so it's not really a liability. I mean, it's not really an asset, it's a liability. So we need to understand how to define an asset and a liability, and what truly is an asset in our financial statement. A lot of people are calling their liabilities assets when they're not assets, because their cash flow is flowing out of their pocket, it's not flowing into their pocket. An asset puts money in our pocket whenever we're not working, because it's a system of systems doing the selling and telling for us. It's solving a problem in the marketplace. That's why we need to understand sales funnels, how to create systems. And a lot of people, they go into sales in their life, right? If you ask people, what do you do? Usually they're in sales, right? If you're not a professional, like, you know, if you don't have a degree on a master's, if you're not a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, CPA, right, then most likely you're in sales. And so if you want to take sales to the next level, you need to understand systems. And systems is what the ultra wealthy controls, the business owner controls and owns systems, so that we don't have to be there to make the money. The systems and the business will make the money for us. And we're solving a problem so that we can have freedom, we can do something else, and we can go ahead and impact the world in another way. And we talk about diversifying among the 5 different asset classes that exist. Because when the market crashes, because it does, at some point, the market goes up and down, right? So we understand that. We're not here predicting the market. We can understand how the market is reacting, and we pay attention to the behavior of the masses. And when everybody's panicking, that speaks opportunity for the wealthy entrepreneur and inside investor, because the one that's panicking lacks financial education. We shouldn't ever be panicking under any circumstances, because we are prepared for any type of economy. And that requires self-development, discipline, reading every day, doing things that maybe we don't want to do because they're not fun. A lot of humans like to have fun all the time, and we do, right? So it's not just a lot of them. We all like to have fun. And the formulas of built-in wealth, they're boring, dull, and mechanical. Now it's a little more fun because of technology. We have artificial intelligence, we have our phones, computers, smart devices that can put us in front of the entire world, in front of billions of people with one click. So think about the power and the ripple effect that we can have among the world, as long as we're tapping into all the tools and we're using our talents and our passions to elevate others as well, to inspire. It's important to focus on our mission and our talents, because we don't want to leave this earth without actually giving everything that we had in us. We want to make sure that we have tapped every single thing that we ever attempted to do since we were kids, right? We need to always go back to that child play, that, you know, that innocence in us. When we're kids, we don't have no limitations. We're thinking, okay, we can do this, and we're gonna go ahead and do it. We don't care about falling down and getting up again, and we do it again. That's how we learn how to walk, how to ride a bicycle. So we have to go back to that essence, so that we don't put ourselves in boxes or block our mind from unlimited resources that we have available today. So So we need to read every day. We need to go to sleep a little smarter than we were yesterday. And we need to always invest in mentors as much as possible. And also in personal mentors. But if you can have books and resources and things now that we can have online, then tap into those mentors, right? Just like you're doing here inside of our company and brand at Master Investor, where we're learning how to build wealth together. We're giving out the good and bad news of money. Everybody's taking action themselves because we're not giving our money away to anybody to invest it for us. We're going to learn how to do that ourselves, and we're going to invest. We're actively investing, right? And that's what we must do in order to build true wealth. The second you give your money away to somebody to invest it for you, you lose power, you lose control, you lose voice over the investment. If you truly want to be an inside investor, which means you're closest to the investment, as close as possible, you control the investment. Your company does. Your company owns that investment. So if we're bringing a commercial real estate property, right, and we don't need to own it necessarily, we can control the investment. Our company controls the investment. Control is more important than ownership. Don't stick with ownership, because then that will block you from opportunities. It's all about control at the end of the day, because if we're going to be using debt, that means we're using other people's money, the bank's money. So it's always going to be the bank's. If we're going to be using debt, then we're controlling that asset, because the bank cannot do it themselves. They need people and companies like us, and then we go ahead and cash flow and get our part, right? Our reward for controlling that and maintaining that, and it's providing jobs. Those people are paying taxes. And so we tap into tax benefits because we're doing what the government wants us to do. The tax code is a package of incentives for the wealth entrepreneur and inside investor, the one that understands how to build wealth by adhering to the laws. And everything that is explained in the tax code, that's why it's important that we have the right team around us. Not all CPAs, not all business attorneys, not all bookkeepers are for the wealthy entrepreneur and inside investor. Okay, you need to understand the lingo of the wealthy individual so that you can speak that lingo to the professionals and attract the right members in our team. Okay, because the right CPA, the right business attorney will understand how to minimize taxes, will never encourage us to make less money, will actually encourage us to continue to make more money, because the more money we make through sound investing, the less we can pay in taxes, because we're doing what the government wants us to do, which is investing housing, oil, food, technology, and other areas where the economy tends to grow and helps the entire world, right? And so as a country, it helps us grow. So that is why we get benefits. Operating with a company already puts us in an unfair advantage among 97% of the population. Remember, 3% is on the right side of the cash flow circle. We want to be part of that 3%. On the right side of the cash flow circle, we find the two players, business owner and inside investor. On the left side of the cash flow circle, we find the other two players, which is employee and self-employed. They work for earn income. They trade their time for money. It's called active income or earn income, ordinary income. It's the income that gets taxed at the highest bracket. There's no room to minimize taxes because the laws are not made for the employee or the self-employed. The rules were created by the ultra wealthy to benefit the ultra wealthy, or I should say the ultra wealthy mindset, because we don't need to be wealthy physically in order to take advantage of the rules that exist, because they exist for everybody that wants to take advantage of them. And in order to be able to see those rules and be able to take advantage of the laws, we need to have the wealthy context. We need to have the wealthy mindset. And then we can start taking control over our finances using the wealthy rules, right? The new rules of money, to create wealth. And they're there for everybody. So we need to reach out and get them. They're not at the schools. So we're not gonna learn this at any school. Now there are programs of entrepreneurship and so forth, but it's not changing fast enough. Okay, they're not teaching people how to read financial statements, right? The relationship between the income statement with the balance sheet they usually show you separately the balance sheet and the income statement. So we need to understand how to read them together. And that's why inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Term Passive Income, when you get it from our website, you'll have an additional asset that will be a financial statement that you will download into Excel to fill in with your expenses and income, assets, liabilities. And we will be able to see how the cash flow is flowing through the financial statement. You'll be able to know exactly where we are financially today, right? Where you are in terms of your finances and what we need to do next in order to improve the assets column. Right, we need to focus on that passive income, not the income column. We don't need to cut expenses necessarily. We need to add more expenses. We need to learn how to pay ourselves first. In other words, we need to put investing in financial education as number one priority on our expenses column, right? Because part of our expenses need to always go back to investing so that we can compound our passive income. We can compound more excess of cash flow. That's how we build true wealth and we tap into the velocity of cash flow. That's when we're creating money from thin air, when we're recycling our money and that money has been put and planted into something that is a true asset that will continue to create passive income over and over again, including bringing us the capital that we invested initially back. Then that asset is a freedom unit, right? That asset is going to give us more freedom. And freedom is measuring how long can we go without working and be able to thrive with the lifestyle that we want without shrinking. So building wealth is not about living below our means. It's not about cutting expenses. It's not about saving money. If you're going to be saving money, then it has to be because we're going to launch this business. So we need this capital put together to go ahead and acquire this system that we're going to use in order to launch this business that we have. And well, that's a different type of save. That is saving money to invest into something. But a lot of people are saving money because they think is the way to build wealth. Saving money in the bank account when savings is losing money, right? Because we cannot keep up with inflation. We cannot, you know, avoid the taxes. If you're saving money, you have to pay money taxes on that, on those savings. And the other negative things about savings is that it hinders the entrepreneur spirit from the individual who is saving. It's not teaching them anything about entrepreneurship or about creating money or mastering money. So either you're the master of money or you're letting money master you. Either you're getting up every morning, leaving what you love the most at home, right? Your dreams, your family, and then you're going out there to work with people that probably you don't like, right? People, a lot of people are literally working in places and environments they don't like, and they need to remove themselves and create an exit strategy, create something that is going to make them feel better, right? In a better environment. Even if they have to take less earned income, at least they're in a better environment, it's healthier. And then maybe they will have time to even think more clear and create something else on the side that will eventually supplement that earned income, something such as an investment, right? A digital course, maybe they have a talent, maybe something that they're already an expert at, right? And so there are a lot of people that are sitting on a lot of skills and talents that they could monetize right now, but they lack financial education. As long as you read our content, you're going to get inspired to start building the assets column. That's our purpose here at Master Investor. And rule number one is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. The majority of people define investing as any scenario in which we make a financial commitment in the hopes of earning a return, right? So when the real estate market was booming and prices were skyrocketing, a lot of so-called investors made their purchases with the expectation that home values would continue to rise. And that's when they began to pull out, refinance their houses, they pull out their money, they got better driveways and so forth. But in reality, who was living in the house? It was them, it was for them. So if they would have moved out and rented that house to somebody else, but Airbnb didn't really exist back then, but short rentals did exist. Tourists, has, they have always been around. So all we needed to do was, or those people that that had trouble back then with the market, because the ones that were prepared, we always cash flow. We created more income, more passive income during those crises than ever, because that's when people are making the worst mistakes in their finances because they're panicking. So they're running with emotions. You need to understand how to control your emotions and how to utilize moments of crisis to your advantage. And the only way we can do that is by having financial education. It really is. That's why reading every day is important, and I cannot stress enough why we do it here on a daily basis, because it's the key to true wealth. It improves our vocabulary, it gives us tools, it refreshes our mindset with a wealthy context, and it prepares us for any type of economy. We can see opportunities where other people cannot even spot them. However, seasoned investors who were knowledgeable about the fundamentals of real estate declined to purchase homes that couldn't generate a profit, cash flow. As we all know, it's key and crucial factor in reaching financial independence. More on that in a moment. And instead sold homes we have previously purchased before the boom for a healthy return. That seems like a far safer and better business plan, doesn't it? Being an inside investor, a capitalist or master investor, knowing the basics is what separates the gamblers from the actual investors. When it comes to real estate investing is significantly less risky when one understands and adheres to the fundamentals. There will always be some risk, but it may be significantly minimized by adhering to sensible investing principles and making plans for any losses. Basically, the biggest danger we run is not actively enhancing our financial intelligence, which means we won't be laying the groundwork or adhering to the principles. We have to educate ourselves and keep learning new things every day. Therefore, beginning with these four real estate principles if we are new to this asset class. Number one, our pocket must be enriched by the investment. Check for positive cash flow first. Seek recognition for our effort. Building our asset column is the business of a successful investor. Therefore, an investment is not an asset if it does not increase our positive cash flow. Number two, the investment needs to make money on its own. We cannot use the wealth of one business to support a subsidiary business. An investment cannot thrive on the cash flow or finance of another venture. Every company needs to turn a profit on its own. Investing is not different. Number three, whenever feasible, maintain control over the investment. We have control over our income, expenses, assets, liabilities, and debt with real estate and business. Seek to enhance the investment and argument is worth of or the amount it yields back to us consistently. This is where continuing education is beneficial, financial education specifically. Number four, there needs to be an exit strategy or options for any investment. This is a strict guideline. Always plan our sales before making purchases. Numerous factors, including price, date, market, developments, and even personal experiences could influence this choice. Despite knowing what it would take to sell them, many wealthy investors have a tendency to hang on to their real estate holdings. The freedom in real estate. Why then are we concentrating on real estate? For a variety of reasons, real estate is a popular choice for investments. It is profitable, enjoyable, and gives us the autonomy to manage our own investment. One of the most stressful aspects of life is money for majority of people. The main cause of this is that people frequently believe they have little control over their finances. They lack financial education, so they don't really understand how to make money multiply, and they seem to work very hard for the money that they have when it's gone by the end of the month. So it gets tired at some point, and it shows them that they're not ahead of the game. They realize that. And majority don't do anything about it because they've been trained to only work for money. And they are trained to think that the wealthy are greedy. When in reality, if you look at the wealthy, we are serving other people all the time. We're creating products, services for the masses. We're always looking to solve problems in the world. So all wealthy people are not greedy. In fact, we're the very opposite of being greedy. The more generous we are, we understand the wealthier we become. So the more we give, the more we should receive. So we don't need to label anybody. We need to just look at who we are, improve ourselves, solve problems in the world, and start becoming more generous. The poor people are usually the greedy ones because they're always thinking about themselves. That's why they don't have too much. But we need to expand our mind at all times, regardless of how successful we are. There's always room to grow. Additionally, we don't have much control over the money we invest when we give the money to somebody else to invest for us. That's why it's important that we actively invest. There are a lot of ways that you can invest your money in real estate by giving it to somebody and investing it through their firm, and you get a percentage every month or every time they pull the money out, you know, whether it's every quarter or whatever. But are you really learning something when you do that? Yeah, it could give you the freedom of not managing the asset, etc., and you can enjoy that. It depends on your situation, okay? Look at the financial goals that you have and align them with whatever vehicles and assets that will give you there, that will get you there successfully, will maintain you there, and will improve over time as well. So everybody's situation and the wealth number is different. Not everybody wants to live on the best beach of the world, drinking coconut water, or being on a private jet, or, you know, on a beautiful mansion, looking at the water on the beach, right? So everybody has different goals in life in regards to what their lifestyle looks like. So we need to reverse engineer that lifestyle. We need to just focus on our assets column that will get us there successfully and will keep us there the whole time. And of course, making sure that we're using our time to develop our talents, our skills, so that we can give everything back to the world, can give our gifts that we have in us to the world. We should share it with the entire world so people can take advantage of the benefits that we bring inside of us, right? And that's why we're here, for a purpose, to give back to the world, to improve, to leave a mark, to make an impact, and what type of people we want to be by the end of our lives, right? And who do we want to be remembered as? Like, when people talk to us about us, when we're not here, what are they going to be saying? Right? And we need to make sure that we leave an important and positive mark in the world. We don't want to live ever in regret. So make sure that we're investing in our self-development. We're joining our community here, our Master Investor, as much as possible, and join other communities also, because there are great people out there teaching about business and investing. Make sure that we align ourselves with the right mentors and we have the right people on our corner. The five people that we hang around on a daily basis, they hold that future. So who are we listening to? Who are we talking to? Who are we texting? Protect our energy and begin to say no to the wrong energy, right? So if you're getting invited to do something and it's not aligned with your goals, say no, because you're protecting a deeper yes, which is your dreams. We are free to select the asset type that best suits our investment needs when we actively invest. We take control over the entire decision making. which gives us power. However, the ability to influence an investment's performance is restricted even for the most savvy investors with unparalleled financial acumen. That's exactly the reason why real estate is so alluring. We have completely control of our money when we make a real estate investment. We make the decisions, do the due diligence, and we benefit from the findings. For a great deal of diligent individuals, this is welcome news. And another benefit that real estate brings us when we acquire a sound commercial real estate property, it could be a residential property that turns into a business through Airbnb. So it could be a single family home that is treated as a commercial real estate property because it's being rented out by tourists and it's bringing in profit. But the other benefit with commercial real estate, when we acquire commercial real estate properties, is that we get something else called, which derives from passive income, which is phantom cash flow. And phantom cash flow is the income that derives from passive income and shows up somewhere else in real estate, specifically in real estate. But in some asset classes, you can find phantom cash flow, and that is through appreciation, depreciation, taxes, and other ways that we can benefit from income by controlling that specific asset. Suppose we purchase a stock in a company and make an investment in it. Even with all our hard work and research into market trends, businesses are ultimately managed by individuals who aren't us. Their actions and decisions have an impact on our finances. However, we make the decisions if we invest in real estate. Both the power and the money are in our hands. Three factors that we can manage when we invest in real estate are listed below. We have complete control over these choices and we can do anything we want with the extra money we earn from them. Number one, how we make our money. There are two types of real estate investments we can make: capital gains income and cash flow, or known as passive income. Positive cash flow is a favorite investing strategy, a master investor. Investing for cash flow means buying homes that will bring in consistent monthly income that we can keep. So if we're buying a home, it's to put it in Airbnb, to rent it through short rentals, to bring in cash flow every single day. And that cash flow will be used to pay for the expenses, the mortgage, and it will leave us with positive cash flow at the end of the month. And at the end of the day, every day, we have positive cash flow because all expenses are paid with the revenue of that business. Contrarily, investing for capital gains income entails purchasing a property and then selling it for one-time profit. It is our decision to purchase an investment in real estate. For what purpose we will invest? That's the question we need to answer, right? And rule number one in our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard to start investing. Once we get that passive income, then we're making investments in other asset classes that will bring capital gains income, because not all asset classes will bring passive income. Okay, there are some assets that will only bring capital gains income, but in real estate, you can either get passive income or you can get capital gains income. It depends on the approach that we take. We want to focus on building passive income, not just buying a home to thinking that it's going to go up in value to sell it in the future. And the only way we will do something like that is if we can maybe get in a contract where now we're not buying the house, but we're just taking possession of the contract and we're bringing that contract to another investor that will invest the money, which will be more than the price that we look at them for, and we get the differences. So that will be our capital gains. And that's creating money from thin air. We're just using the power of taking one contract from one hand and putting it in the hands of another investor, which price that he's investing sounds like music to him or her, so there's no issue on that. And the price that we lock the contract for is less than the price that we lock the investor with. So we're creating that profit right there from thin air. So does it take money to create money? No, it does not take money to create money. It takes financial education first and foremost. And then yes, we can make money, make more money with financial education because we know how to invest it. But we can also make money without money, just like I explained, using the power of taking one contract from one hand to another hand and locking in a price and getting the difference that we achieve in that transaction from thin air. Would we like to invest for the long term and benefit from a constantly monthly cash flow, or are we more interested in making a one-time investment and flipping the home quickly? When used properly, both tactics have the potential to be profitable. The best part is that we are in complete control of how we will be compensated. There are plenty of investment products that don't let us pay how much profit we make. If they do, there are numerous guidelines that specify how and when we will get our refunds or returns. However, we have greater freedom to decide when and how to make the earnings when we invest in real estate. Without anyone telling us how to make money, we are free to establish our own rent and buy and sell properties whenever we want. And more when we're using debt, because now we have the banks on our side. We're bringing in positive cash flow to the banks. Number two, the value of our investment. The value of our investment can be directly increased by us. There is seldom another asset class that offers us this kind of influence or power. We have no control over our commodity prices or stock performance. Numerous external circumstances such as a war, politics, and economic cycles can influence our other asset classes. However, we can make decisions in real estate that will immediately affect our earnings. We can enhance the property, add more square footage, use the land creatively, and boost the operational efficiency of the property to raise our return on investment and tap into infinite return on investment, which means that we have none of our capital invested into the deal. We either recoup the entire initial capital that we invested of our own into the deal, right? We recoup that back, or we 100% finance the entire deal because we were creative enough at the beginning to use 100% debt, other people's money, OPM. We use the bank's money, we use our credit cards, we use whatever we needed to do to get that asset through financing. So as long as we getting a profit, we're getting one through 100% financing, then that would be infinite return investment because we're not using any of our capital to acquire that profit. So from the beginning, we already tap into infinite return on investment. And that's what we want to do as much as possible. Even when we invest our own money into a deal, we want to recoup that initial capital back as soon as possible. We're using other people's money as well, right? Recoup that back as soon as possible. And then as long as we have no money of our own into the deal and we're getting a positive cash flow, then that's infinite return investment. That's the holy grail of investing. Few other investments can make that claim. Investing in a firm does not grant us the authority to start manipulating its operations in an attempt to increase profitability. It is beyond our control to influence the price of oil in order to maximize our profits. However, we hold the power when it comes to real estate. It also represents lovely independence, even if it can also come with a lot of responsibilities, but we can always delegate to other companies and third parties to do maintenance, property management, and so forth. Number three, with whom we collaborate. Do companies contact us whenever they decide to hire a new employee if we invest in their business or buy stock in them? Naturally, no. However, we have the freedom to select the tenant. When we invest in real estate, we have the option of renting out our home to a quiet newlywed couple or to a bunch of boisterous college students. Additionally, we decide who we invest with. Using other people's money, OPN, to finance our venture is one of the best aspects of real estate investing. Remember, debt is tax-free. All debt is tax-free because money is created with debt. August 15, 1971, President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money, fake money, paper money. And just an idea backed up by confidence, money became debt. and the coin began to print money daily, more and more and more and more. Inflation continues to rise. So we need to use all of this as an advantage. We need to use inflation into our advantage. We can raise capital, we can use the bank's money. The more the government prints money, we can also do the same thing. Remember, today we are over $34 trillion in national debt, which that means that the government continues to print money. And it works like that. They're not going to pay that debt off, they're not going to slow down. It continues to rise because that's how the economy works. And that's the best thing that could ever happen to all of us, because we can all become wealthy very fast. It is not necessary for us to finance the entire investment. We can ask other investors to contribute to the cost of the property and the down payment. A compelling deal will draw in a large number of investors eager to part with their cash into our deals. The fact that we may select who we collaborate with is the best aspect. Working with people we trust is essential to our investment strategy, since it will help us find and assemble the correct team of investors. Not every investment gives us that option. Our finances are constantly impacted by the decisions and actions of others. One area where we may influence the people around our investment is real estate investing. Those we too can become a wise investor if we take the time to study these real estate basics and eventually live and breathe them. Start with tiny possibilities, gain experience, and further our financial knowledge by actively investing. It's the only way. Real estate is one of the best asset classes because it gives us leverage, it gives us the power of freedom, and of course, it can help us tap into that infinite return on investment that I was saying earlier, which is critical when it comes to building our wealth. We need to always look at our financial statement and look at that assets column and say, okay, we need to acquire another asset that is bringing in passive income or it's going to bring capital gains income. We know exactly what that asset is going to do, when, how is it going to perform. The more control we have, the better. The more leverage we have, the better, right? Using debt. So we need to implement all of this in our business strategies. And remember, we want to take the excess of cash flow that we're getting for any business, whether we're starting a digital company, right? We could start a digital asset. We could promote other people's products. We don't need to create the products. If you want to tap into direct sales today and create passive income using other people's products, it could be physical or digital products, okay? Because at the end of the day, if we're promoting other people's products, they're going to be shipping that product to the clients that we bring in. And all we have to do is focus on the marketing, doing the sales funnels that they're going to give us, their sales funnels with our link to track all the people that we're going to be sending to those sales pages, okay? And those systems will sell for us. We can start creating our email list with real people that are interested in purchasing products that we're promoting for other people. So we can tap into subscription products. We can create passive income through direct sales, and we can start creating money while we're sleeping and using that money to then get real estate properties to raise more capital, right? Because we'll be using that excess of cash flow from our businesses to put down on the properties that we're going to be acquiring using the bank's money. We're going to be using our capital to put the 10% down, and hopefully we can use that capital to even raise more capital and be creative at all times. I hope that you enjoyed today's talk. Let me know if you have any questions. Drop it below. Go to our website. Check out our products. We have the 3 ebooks. We're coming out with a 4th ebook. It should be released in the next month or so. It's going to be called How to Raise Capital to Build Wealth. Everything that we're doing here inside our community is ultimately to help us build true wealth. So we're giving the real and authentic mindset of the ultra wealthy so that everybody can take advantage of it, and we can use the new rules of money, we can use the business principles, the way the ultra wealthy approaches money, and we can create the wealth that we all desire. Okay, So the time to do is now. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Start investing. Join our community here at Master Investor. I appreciate your time and business to keep Master Investor working. Reach out if you have any questions. If you want to write down your feedback, please let us know in the comment section below. And I will talk to you on the next podcast, bring you the good and bad news of money, the business principles at work in all economies. And remember, two types of debt, good debt and bad debt. Good debt makes us wealthy, and bad debt is, it costs us money, and it's taking money out of our pocket because we have to take care of that responsibility. But there's nothing wrong with having debt, bad debt or liabilities, right? Because usually a bad debt is linked to a liability. And some of those liabilities are things that we truly want to have in our lives. So like I said early on our talk, it's not about cutting expenses. It's not about cutting our liabilities column. It's about expanding our assets column. It's about expanding our expenses column. And our income column will grow because it's gonna be filled in with passive income and capital gains income and no earned income, as little as possible, unless you truly want to work at a job that you truly love, right? If that's the case, then it's totally different. But as a wealthy entrepreneur, we want to look poor on paper as individuals, meaning that we make $0 through a paycheck. So we don't do taxes because it's zero. We legally cannot do taxes when we, as a person, when we have zero income through earned income. However, we have passive income and then we have capital gains income, but that also can help us minimize taxes all the way to zero because passive income is taxed at the lowest bracket and capital gains income is taxed at a higher bracket, but it's still lower than earned income. And a lot of times in real estate, we can use the 1031 exchange, for an example, to defer taxes on capital gains income. All right, I hope that this has been valuable. Let me know your thoughts and I'll talk to you in the next talk. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.